Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir is a continuation of the previous shir, where we discussed the issue of pruta v'shave pruta, the sugya at the very beginning of Meseches Kiddushin, based on the Sefer Dvar HaMelech, and we continue onwards. So we're assuming that you heard the first shir. If not, don't feel bad. We will answer the kashas we presented, a number of kashas in the first shir, and now we're going to answer them. So as we answer them, you'll get the questions from the answers. So we begin with a Rashba. The Rashba writes that Shava Kesef Kikesef is Mikoach HaSvara. How do you know that Shava Kesef is the same as Kesef, works like Kesef? Because of logic. So only when it comes to an Eved Ivri redeeming himself with Shava Kesef. There you need a Pasuk, Yashiv the Rabba Shava Kesef Kikesef, like the Gemara says in Kiddushin. Because there it's Baal Korcho Shel Rabbo, it's against his master's will, but by Kiddushin, the woman is Maskim. Since the woman is Maskim, it's a Svara that Shava Kesef works like Kesef. Unlike Tesis, who holds that Kiddushin also needs a Pasuk. So the Machlok is Rashba Tosus. Rashba, Kiddushin doesn't need a Pasuk because it's a Pasha to Svara. The woman is Maskim to be Makabel. And Tosus holds, no, you need a Pasuk. The Atzmus Yosef asks, according to Tosfos, that you learn from Nezikin that Shava Kesef is Kekesef, why don't we say that you have to give Metav? Just like by Nezikin, when you pay, you're paying with Metav. So too, if you use Shava Kesef Kekesef by woman, so it should be with Metav, it should be with the best, with the finest, with the choicest. The Avne Miluyim answers the Kasha of the Atzmus Yosef, and he says that Gabe Nezikin, where it says Meitav, so if the person wants to receive Beinonis or Ziboris, if the Nizak wants Beinonis or Ziboris, middle level land or inferior land, you give it to him. So to by Kiddushin, if the woman wants to receive Ziboris, if she wants the lowest level, so she can. It's like Meitav for her. So if that's the Avnei Miluim's Teretz al Pi Tosfos, we have to understand why with respect to Shavei Kesef is like Kesef. Tosfos doesn't like the Rashba and doesn't hold this as far as here. He needs a Pasuk. But Legabe Meitav, to say that you can give her Ziboris and she accepts it like Meitav, there Tosfos relies on a Svara. Why is there a Svara to say that a woman can receive lesser, inferior quality and say to her it's like superior quality? That's a Svara, but we don't say a Svara that Bechlal Shava Kesef is Kekesef. So we have to be Choker. If we would say that Shava Kesef is not Kekesef, what would be the Chisaron of Shava Kesef? Is it Mitzad that it's not Choshuv like Kesef, and it's like Ziboris in comparison to Meitav? Or maybe the Chisaron of Shava Kesef is that it's its own separate category. It's a min bifnei atzmo. It's not included in kesef, like we find by chalifin, that it has to be a nal and not peros. It has to be a kli and not fruits, like we learn in Bava Metzia on page 47a, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. So maybe we can say that Shava Kesef is also an andrezach, just like peros isn't a nal, so to Shava Kesef is nishkin kesef. UbeMS, we can say that this, the machlokus in the Rashba and Tosfos is totally in this chakir. The Rashba holds that the chisaron of Shava Kesef is not mitzad that it's a min bifnei atzmo, because when it says kesef in the pasuk, it's talking about value and not coins. The chisaron of Shava Kesef is that it's not as choshuv as kesef, since there's tircha to go and sell the Shava Kesef. Kesef is like Rashi's above Metzia, that it's, it's over the socher, you can just go to the market, you can use it anywhere. But if I offer somebody my shirt, not everybody wants my shirt. So I'm not going to get breakfast for my shirt necessarily, but I'll for the $20 that my shirt costs, I'll get breakfast. I'm not wearing my Brooks Brothers right now. For the record, I don't go out and buy Brooks Brothers, but two of my friends once had me in Midtown Manhattan, and they bought me a few Brooks Brothers shirts. So that's my claim to fanciness. In any event, the Rashba's holding that the chesaron of sheva kesef kekesef is that it's just not as chashev as kesef. It's not as easily spendable as kesef, if that's a word. And therefore, if the woman is maskim, so it's pasha that it works mikor chasvar, like we find in Nizikin, that when the nizik is maskim to be mekabel ziboris, it works, even though the Torah says meitav, since the ziboris and meitav are the same min, they're the same type, they're the same category, they're in the same league, and the chisaron of ziboris is just that it's not as choshuv as meitav, therefore the haskama works. Kamokin bekidushin, since kesef and shava kesef are the same min, and the only chisaron is that it's not choshev azach choshev as kesef, therefore the woman's haskama is enough. And dafka by chalif, and it says nal yes, and other things no. It's a different category. Paris, Mashen came where it says kesef. The Torah was only makbet on the shavius, and therefore shava kesef also has shavius, just not as choshev, but misvar. If the person accepts it, that's fine. And so is mavur and avne miluam and chav zayin siv cut in doubt. But Tesis holds that Shava Kesef is an under Zach, it's a min acher, because Kesef, that it says in the Torah, is Dafka, and it's Nishkin Shava Kesef. And it's like Peres Bechalifin, it's like doing the barter with Peres, which is not a Kli, which is not a Nal, and it doesn't work, because it's a completely different category, and therefore there's no Svara, because it doesn't say in the Pasuk Shava Kesef. And that's why we need a special Yalfusa to teach us that Shava Kesef is Kesef. We'll feed the Rashba that Shava Kesef is the same min as Kesef, it's just lower, so then you have a Svara to say that the woman's Makabal, she's Makabal, it's great, it's fine. Abel Lefi Taisviz, where the whole reason that Shava Kesef doesn't work, is because it's a different category than Kesef. The Torah B'chal didn't mean Shava Kesef. So, you need a special pasuk to teach you that Shava Kesef is Kekesef, because it's a completely different category. Now, we also have to know the machlokas between the smarites, and now we're ready, Baruch Hashem, we have something in our pocket. We have the hezber of the machlokas between Tosus and the Rashba. The Sma and the Taz have a famous argument in Siman Kuf Tzadi. What Kenyan Kesef is? Is it B'Torah Shivui? Is it Piron Chov? Is it repaying? Like repaying an obligation? Paying an obligation? Or is it B'Torah Kenyan? It's like a formalistic Kenyan, like Shtar and Chazaka. The Sma holds its Kesef is Torah Shivui. The Taz argues and says it's B'Torah Kenyan. And he brings a raya that it's B'Torah Kenyan from Kiddushin. That's clearly not Torah Shivui. How do you say a woman is worth a pruta? She's not. So the Afikayam in Chelek Aleph, Simen Tes Zayin, Osir Aleph writes that there's a distinction between Mechira and Kedushin. Mechira, the Kesef is Midin Shivui, and in Kedushin, the Kesef is Midin Kinyan. So it's not a Raya. Just because Kedushin is Kinyan doesn't mean that by Mechira it's Midin Kinyan. By Mechira, Kesef is Midin Shivui, and by Kedushin, the Kesef is Midin Kinyan. And the Hesber is that in Kedushin, the woman changes. There's a shinui in the woman. Now she becomes the usher to the whole world. She's an eshes ish. So for that, a shvacha kinyan won't suffice. Just a kinyan of shivui, which is piron. So therefore you need the stronger kinyan of kinyan. That it's kesef kinyan. It's a formless kinyan. It's not just It's not just compensation for what you bought, but it's an even stronger, it's a maisa kinyan, and not mere compensation. Piron is mere compensation. That doesn't work for a woman because she changes. Mashenke, another kinyan where there's no change, there's no shinui in the gufa chayfetz, memela, it's not b'teras kinyan, it's b'teras piron, it's enough there that it's just compensation for what you brought. And based on this, we can answer the kasha that we asked before. Why, by Mechira, is it Pashut that Shava Kesef is Kesef? When I say before, that refers to the previous Shi'ur. We asked, why, by Mechira, it's Pashut that Shava Kesef is Kesef? Whereas by Kiddushin, you need a special limud. We're a marich there to prove that, even though Rav Shach holds that the Rambam's opinion is that by Mechira there is no Shava Kesef Kesef, therefore the Rambam doesn't mention it. We said, fakert, that it's so Pashut. Ram doesn't have to mention it at all. And we brought rayas that the Rambam holds that Shava Kesef is Kekesef. So Gemara says, Karkas, if it's not Shava Pruta, if it's not kona, but if it's mashma, if it's shava pruta, shava kesef, is enough to be do mechira. So why by mechira is it pashit that shava kesef is kesef, but not by kedushin? The answer is only by kedushin, where kesef is b'toras kinyan. Therefore, we would say dafka kesef and not what, and not its equal, not its value. But the gabi mechirat karkaot, when you sell land, that the kesef is b'toras piron. What's the svar to be mechalak between shava kesef and kesef? There is none. He was poreya. He gave the person compensation. What does it matter if it's kesef or shava kesef? It's a kinyan. So maybe you need the koach of kesef, dafka kesef. But since it's shivui, by mechira, shava kesef is enough. But by kedushin, where it's kinyan, there you need dafka, you would think you need dafka kesef. And therefore we need a chiddush to tell you that even shava kesef works. We have a pasuk, Tosis brings the pasuk. We also had a ritva in the previous shir that if we learn kicha, kicha mistei Ephron, we also learn from mistei Ephron that shava kesef is kekesef. Just like shava kesef works for a field, so too shava kesef works for an isha. And we ask, why is it so pashat that shava kesef works for a field? And the answer is, because it's shivui. Why shouldn't shava kesef work? And then we have a yalfusa, just like it works for the shivui of mistei Ephron, it also works for the shivui, for the kinyan of an isha. So in other words, what we're getting to now is a big yisod, and we had this also in a, not in the last shir, but in a different shir we gave on Sheva Kesef, that Ba'ofin Mahuti, essentially, the Kenyan of Kedushin is a different type of Kenyan. We spoke about Hekdesh, the Hekdesh aspect of Kedushin, the Kenyan aspect of Kedushin. So when the Gemara talks about Lashonos of Isha Nignes and Isha Kadesh, it's not just semantics, it's talking about the essence of the Kenyan. It's not linguistics, it's philosophy. So here also, we have a difference between Kesef Kinyan of Kedushin and the Kesef Kinyan of other of fields, of other items. That by Kedushin, it is Kesef Kinyan, it's a formalistic Kinyan, and by other items, it's a compensation. And that's why the Rambam didn't mention it explicitly in Hilchas Mechira, that Shava Kesef is Kesef, it's a Davar Pashat. Why should it be any different than Kesef? It's compensation. The Rambam didn't even have to bring it. Now that we were Choker, is Shava Kesef a Min Bifnei Atzma or not? That's Dafka if we say that with Kinyan Kesef, we make a Chalos Kinyan. That's Dafka if we say, this whole Chakira, Shava Kesef, Amin B'fnei Atzma or not, is only if we say that the Kesef that makes the Chalos Kinyan. But if you hold that it's B'toras Shivui, it's a Piron Chov, even if you say that Shava Kesef is a Min B'fnei Atzma, it wouldn't bother us, because there's compensation. However, by Piron, there's another chaser, or there's another chisaron, and that is paying with Meitav. If it's Piron, there would be a svar to say that you would have to pay with Meitav. Why? Because you have to give the person proper compensation. That's what the Torah requires. When there's nizikin, when there is damages, he has to get proper compensation. What's proper compensation? Meitav. So if we're dealing with shivui, so then there's a svara to say that you have to give meitav because you have to give piron ma'aliyah, proper piron. Mashenken legabe kinyan, this chisaron isn't shayach. Why? Because since it's koach haTorah to make a maisa kinyan, a formalistic kinyan, there should be no nafka mina between meitav and ziboris, as long as it's one min. As long as you're in the category, the same category, you see the category of meitav works, and you put ziboris in the same category, So it has the koach haTorah to make a kinyan. Mashen ken, if it's b'toras piron, b'toras shivui, then may that ziboris might not work like meita. This is svar to be mechalik, because it's not piron ma'alya. But if it's just the koach haKinyan of kesef, there meita and ziboris would work the same way. So based on this, we can explain the Rambam that we mentioned in the previous she'or, The Rambam writes that if you have an Eved Ivri who sold to a Jew, he's Migarea Mipidiono Bekesef Uvisha Bekesef. And he goes out, but if he's Nimkar La'akum, then he's Gorea de Damim Dafka Bekesef. When he pays the guy to be freed, it's Dafka Kesef. When it's the Jew, it's even Shabbat Kesef. The Yerushalmi learned Mikesef Miknaso, Dafka has to be Kesef. The Rambam says it's talking about a goy. Yashiv. The extra word yashiv, afin yashiv gulaso. The Rabbi Shavu Kes Kes, that's talking about going out from a Jew. We said, what's the difference? And the answer is that an Eved Ivri you sold to a Jew, the Kesef is begether Kinyan and not begether Piron. Since the Eved Ivri is sold to the Adon, Kinyan Haguf, he's now Mutar Bishav Kanainis, and that's why he needs a Shashich when Mechila doesn't help. So it's Mistaber that Kesef is begether Kinyan and not begether Piron Chov, and therefore Shavu Kesef is going to work like Kesef if he's an Eved Ivri and Nimkar Yisrael, because the Kinyan is Mikoach HaTorah. It's a special Torah Dika Kinyan. And therefore we can say that the Torah, since we have a Pasuk, we're going to say, well, you know what that Pasuk is, Marba? Shavu Kesef Kekesef. Because we have a Kinyan, it's a Kinyan Mikoach HaTorah. It's evident that everybody's being Kone himself. He was Nikne, now he's being Kone himself. So that could be done with Shavu Kesef Kekesef, because there's a special limit for that. Because he had a Shinui Haguf. That's Kesef Kinyan. And now he's buying it back. So there we have a limud that Shavu Kesef is going to be like Kesef. Masha'en came to Eved Ivri, who sold to a guy that the goof isn't Kanui. Here the Kesef is clearly together Piron Chov. Because there's not such a Shinui. So it's a weaker type Kinyan. So here we say that Mikesef Miknaso is being Mimayet Shavu Kesef Kekesef. Adapka has to be Kesef. Why? Because since we're in the realm of Piron, so the logic would dictate, in other words, we're using our logic to understand what the Pasuk is teaching us. So the logic would dictate that the Pasuk is telling us that you dafka need kesef, because for piron chov you need piron ma'alya. It has to be a proper piron. So it's like ziboris legabe meitav. So if you say shavu kesef is good, that's inferior. That's not piron ma'alya. So therefore, it makes sense that the pasuk is telling us dafka kesef and not shavu kesef. Mashen ken, if he sold to an eved ivri. There it's the Koach HaTorah. The Torah is giving it special type of Kinyan. So if we have a Ribui in the Pasuk, we'll just be Marva Shavu Kesef also. Why not? The Torah gives Koach. That can also be a Kinyan. So we were Makdim, and that's why the Rambam writes that the Eved Ivri and Nimkar LiYisrael Shavu Kesef works, but not Nimkar LiKnaini. So we had them. We were makdim lachokas of the siman, the taz of kinyan kesef is begether piron or begether kinyan. So with that, we can also be miyashev why Tosfos didn't ask on base shamai what the source of shavu kesef kekesef is, only on base hillel, even though base shamai came first in the Mishnah. Why did he wait till base hillel, Tosfos? So dafka base hillel, you can ask how do we know shavu kesef is kekesef, because base hillel holds that kesef is begether kinyan, and therefore it's enough to use a pruta, because a pruta is called kesef, and that's enough for the formalistic kinyan. But the Prut is clearly not Shavius Ha'isha, and therefore we need a special pasuk to teach you Shavu Kesef is Kekesef, because the Kinyan Kesef is Koach HaTorah, and the Torah says Kesef and not Shavu Kesef, and therefore you need a special pasuk to teach you Shavu Kesef is Kekesef. That's all according to Beis Hillel, but according to Beis Shammai, that you need a dinner because it's a Gnai for Benos Yisrael, that they should be Miskadesh, it's Bepachos Midinar, Midinar. So we have to hold that according to Beis Shammai, a woman is makin herself for the shavius of the money. Not that the woman is worth a dinar, but she's makin herself in exchange for the shavius of the money. Not just a formalistic kinyan, but actually for this the value of the money. Because if not, what's the gnai? If it's just a formalistic kinyan, what does it matter? So it's a pruta, but that's not, we're not saying that's the shovi. We're not giving any value. We don't care how much the money is worth, as long as it's called money. So it has the koach hakinyan. Even shtar works less than shavu pruta. What does it matter? But from the fact that they say that it's a gnai with less than a dinar, it must be that Beis Hillel holds that kesef is betoras shivui. And therefore, since kesef is betoras shivui, it's pashit that shavu kesef works like kesef, even if it's a minacher. Because if lagabe piron chov, what does it matter? As long as compensation is given, there is no chisaron of minacher. That's what we said before. We said as long as it's one, we said that even if it's a different min, if we're in piron chov, it doesn't matter that it's a different min, as long as there's proper compensation. So let the shavu kesef be used just like kesef. And that's why there's no kash according to Beis Shammai. How you know that shavu kesef is kekesef? Because that we know on our own. Because it's just compensation. Just like compensation works with kesef, she's also being compensated with shavu kesef. What's the difference? Mashenken according to Beis Hillel. That's a formalistic kinyan. There, you need a chiddush. How do we know that this kinyan is also in Shavu Kesef, Shavu Pruta? So for that, we need a pasuk, a special pasuk that Tosfos brings. And based on this, we can also answer the Pnei Yehoshua. The Pnei Yehoshua, we learned in the previous year, wanted to say that if a woman gets a Pruta, then according to both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, if she wants to marry somebody else, she needs a get. They're really the same, says the Pnei Yehoshua. Why? According to Beis Hillel, because it's worth a pruta. According to Beis Shammai, because Shema Shava Dinar B'Modai. But if you hold that Shita's Beis Shammai is that it's Kesef Shivui, this whole Svara of being Shava, Shema Shava Pruta B'Modai is only if it's Kesef Kinyan. So if it's Kesef Kinyan, if it's Koach HaTorah, so maybe this Kesef Kinyan, even if it's not worth here a pruta, maybe since it's worth somewhere else, somewhere else it's worth a pruta, maybe the Torah gave that a koach hakinyan. Who says in the Torah it's limited to this place? As long as it has a din kesef, even if it has a din kesef somewhere else, that should be enough. But if you hold, like Beis Shammai, that it's kesef shivui, so shivui is the value, and if it's not worth a dinar here, then it's nothing. Even if it's worth somewhere else a dinar, it doesn't matter. Here it doesn't have that shivui. It's not a special koach haTorah. It has to have that shivui here. So, you can see one arguing with this point and with the previous point I made. But that's what Torah is. Torah is Jews learn and they argue. Al kopanim, we can also answer a question that we asked in the previous shir, and that is, what was Tosis Havamin and what was Tosis Svar? Tosis asked Akasha, how do we know Shavu Kesef is Kekesef? And then we answer, they learn from Eved Ivri. So they didn't know about Eved Ivri to start with. So what changed? So it could be that Meikar originally Tosfos held that the Torah was Marbeh Eved Ivri, that Shavu Kesef is Kekesef. That's Dafka by an Eved Ivri, that Kesef is Begeder Shivui. And therefore, Shavu Kesef helps just as well. But by Kedushin, maybe it doesn't. Because it's Begeder Kenyan, that's Koach HaTorah. So maybe the Torah only says that kesef works and not shavu kesef. And in the end, Tosfos answered that no, that we learn by Eved Ivri that shavu kesef is kekesef is because Shava Kesef is really the same as Kesef? It's one. It's one and the same. It's the same category. So just like Kesef works, Shava Kesef also works by Eved Ivri because it's the same thing. And if it's the same thing by Eved Ivri, it's also the same thing by Isha, and by Isha Shava Kesef is going to work just like Kesef does, because it's really one and the same with Kesef, and Shava Kesef also has Koach HaKinyan just like Kesef. So, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we learned quite a bit. And it could be that we will add a number of tzitzim and prachim to this in a future shir. But in the meantime, we will give ourselves a bracha that we should be lomed ulelamed, shomer and oseh, and bimakayim is called divrei samu torasu biahavo, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be meir einenu b'saroso, and bimedavik libenu b'mitzvosav. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.